Light the World by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Many of our memorable and enduring Christmas traditions include different kinds of lights: lights on trees, lights in and on our homes, candles on our tables. Indeed, light has significant meaning as we commemorate the humble birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the New Testament account, a new star arose, and wise men followed the light till it came and stood over where the young child was. In the Book of Mormon account, the signs of Christ's birth foretold by Samuel included great lights in heaven, and a night before he cometh, with no darkness, insomuch that it shall appear as if it was day, and behold, there shall a new star arise. In the old world, Jesus taught, I am the light of the world. And in the new world, the Savior descended from the heavens and declared, I am the light and the life of the world. In both of these settings, the words used by the Lord to describe himself were the light. May we increasingly learn and more fully understand that Jesus Christ is the light which shineth in darkness. In every season of our lives, in all of the circumstances we may encounter, and in each challenge we may face, the Savior is the light that dispels fear, provides assurance and direction, and engenders enduring peace and joy. May the beautiful lights of every Christmas season remind us of Him who is the source of all light. As our great exemplar, the Lord lived a perfect life, ministering one by one in love and service. Like Him, we can exemplify and share His light and love with those around us. This Christmas season, I invite you to seek opportunities to light the world. Beginning December 1st and continuing through Christmas Day, you can learn how to light the way for others by visiting Mormon.org. Feel free to share appropriately your experiences on social media using the hashtag #LightTheWorld so that others can learn about the good news of the Savior's birth, His life, and His perfect atonement for all mankind. End of the article, Light the World, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Wes Nelson.